It's Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Gamley. February was a brutally cold and snowy month for New Hampshire, but just how bad was it? Mary Stampone is New Hampshire's state climatologist. She joins us now to share some facts and figures from the past month of winter weather. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mary, put February into context for us. It was cold, but was this the coldest February in state history?
It is likely to be one of the coldest Februarys on record throughout much of the state. Some stations it'll likely be the coldest. Some others it'll be within the top five coldest.
Can you point to anything in particular as a cause for this extremely cold weather that we've had?
A lot of it has to do with the position of the jet stream and the fact that it was positioned well to our south for much of the month, allowing that cold Arctic air to filter in over the region.
And we were something like, I know in Concord, something like 12 degrees below normal on average. Can you explain that for me?
Yes, we track temperatures both in terms of their maximum temperatures, which happen during the day, and the minimum temperatures, which happen at night, and then, of course, the average of the two. And both the average maximum and minimums were, you know, at least 10 degrees or more below what we would normally expect for February. For those nighttime low temperatures, we actually averaged out to be around 0 degrees Fahrenheit for the month, which looks to be probably one of the coldest nighttime temperatures that we've had on our record.
Yeah, and obviously we saw just a massive amount of snow last month, particularly in southern New Hampshire and along the seacoast. Any records set there?
It might be one of the snowiest Februarys on record across the southern portions of the state. We were, in general, about double the amount of snowfall that we typically see in February. Stations across the southern portion of the state received, you know, anywhere from 40 to 50 inches of snow throughout the month of February.
Yeah, it was an amazing month. It's hard to believe it's just been a month. It feels like a lot more than that. I'm just curious, what's the weather been like on top of Mount Washington? Are there any records we can point to there?
Not necessarily any records, but they have received just over 200 inches of snow so far this winter total, and that is above the average what they would expect through this point in the winter, but it's still well below the record of 440 inches of snow that they've gotten through February back in 1969.
It's inconceivable. Okay, so no pressure here, but what's your prognosis for March? What do we have in store here?
We need to worry about all of this snow melting. Right now, there's probably about a couple of months' worth of liquid water equivalent precipitation sitting on the surface. So we kind of need a slow warm-up to get that water out there without us flooding.
Do you see that slow warm-up on the horizon?
You know, it's difficult to say at this point. With all the snow, it tends to keep it a little bit colder. And the fact that we've been below average will probably remain a bit below average in March, but time will tell.
Okay. One more question for you. And again, no pressure here, but we all want to know, if you have a prolonged period like this where you have below average temperatures, are we likely to see a correction come later this spring or even the summer where we see temperatures above average?
Not necessarily. There are some times when we do end up being warmer in the summer than we usually are. But if we think about last year where we had a slightly colder than usual winter, we were actually slightly colder through part of the summer as well. So
one trend does not necessarily follow another.
Nope.
Okay. State climatologist Mary Stampone, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.